Welcome to A Simple Story Time. I'm so glad you could join me today. I was looking out of my window earlier and saw a little brown robin with a bright orange belly. He was hopping through the crunchy dried leaves scattered on the ground. He would hop, 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 and then quickly stop still. His little head would turn to one side, and he would listen carefully for a moment before moving on. What was he listening for? Was he trying to hear the sound of scurrying insects under the leaves? Or maybe a delicious plump worm squelching in the mud? Have you ever noticed all the different ways birds eat? Some birds, like the blue jay, pick berries, toss them up into the air, and then swallow them down whole. Birds like cardinals have big, broad beaks for crushing and smashing tough seed shells. Woodpeckers hammer on trees with their sharp beaks in search of bugs and juicy grubs. And ducks use their wide, flat bills to pick little plants from the water. I know a story about a bird that couldn't make up his mind what he wanted to eat. It's called the heron. Would you like to hear it? Mr. Heron stalked along the edge of the water as the morning sun sparkled through the trees. Delicious-looking fish swam slowly in the shallows, still waking in the early morning light. It would have been easy for Mr. Heron to snap up any number of the little fish, but he was feeling particularly picky this morning. A colorful minnow swam by his foot, tickling his toes.
No, no, no. Such a tiny fish isn't worth my time, he sniffed.
Soon, a plump perch peeked out from under a nearby lily pad.
That fish is too big. It would make my throat stick out, and I would look silly,
Mr. Heron complained. He kept walking, and a dark gray fish darted out of his way.
No, indeed, he scoffed. An elegant heron, such as myself, deserves a beautiful breakfast. I wouldn't even bother to open my bill for that.
On and on the heron walked, finding fault with fish after fish. As the day grew hot, all the fish swam into deeper, cooler water, leaving the heron standing all alone with a grumbling tummy. What do you think that story is telling us? I think it's a good reminder that sometimes, if we're too picky, we might end up with nothing at all. But what if you were just about to eat something and suddenly your food started talking to you? Well, that's just what happened in this poem called The Nightingale and the Glowworm. The Nightingale and the Glowworm by William Cowper. A nightingale that all day long had cheered the village with his song, nor yet at eve his note suspended, nor yet when eventide was ended, began to feel, as well he might, the keen demands of appetite. When, looking eagerly around, he spied far off upon the ground a something shining in the dark, and knew the glowworm by his spark. So, stooping down from hawthorn top, he thought to put him in his crop. The worm, aware of his intent, harangued him thus right eloquent. "Did you admire my lamp," quoth he, "as much as I your minstrelsy? You would abhor to do me wrong as much as I to spoil your song, for 'twas the self-same power divine taught you to sing and me to shine, that you with music, I with light, might beautify and cheer the night." The songster heard his short oration and warbling out his approbation, released him, as my story tells, and found a supper somewhere else. That was pretty smart of the glowworm, don't you think? To talk himself out of being eaten? It's fun to watch all the different ways birds eat. Next time you go for a walk or play outside, take a moment to look around. Try and count how many different birds you see. What are they doing? Are they flying or walking? Or maybe they're eating? You might notice something new. Today's story was an adaptation of the traditional Aesop's fable, The Heron. If you'd like to read the original story, or to do a bird craft to go along with today's theme, ask a trusted adult to help you visit the link in today's show notes, or visit my website, simplestorytime.com. Remember, stories are happening all around you. What stories will you see today? Until next time, goodbye.